For 40 years, RTE has been involved in the production, commissioning and co-production of Irish television drama.
They're all gone now.
There have been classic single plays and epic historical dramas, one-man shows and soap operas, series and serials.
You must have enjoyed the trip. Tremendously. Because actually, they did make the...
They have held one thing in common, a passion to use drama as a means of understanding, a way to make sense of our lives by telling stories to ourselves.
The sound of reawakening.
Over the next few minutes, I'm going to show you how to get up and running as a seller. But before we start, you're going to need a couple of things. One is a digital camera. You're going to need this to take a few pictures of the item that you're going to sell. And the other thing for verification purposes is your credit card and your bank details. So let's get started. The first thing to do is to register. You'll need to think of a username and a password. This will be your own unique identity on eBay, and you'll use it each time you log on to the site. To set up as a seller, you'll be asked to provide some additional information. This is where you'll enter your bank account and credit card details. Once you've done that, you're ready to start selling. It's always a good idea to prepare in advance. If you can attach a photograph of the item to your eBay listing, it tends to attract more interest. The important thing is to make sure the photo is clear, so it's a good idea to use a plain background. As well as displaying your item visually, you'll need a written description. Try putting yourself in the shoes of the buyer. What would you want to know about this item? Its age, its size? I normally draft something on the computer and save it to use later. You'll need to select a category. For example, if I was selling a necklace, I'd put in jewelry and watches, costume jewelry, necklaces and chains.